At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Last week on the show, we spoke to the motoring editor with Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert, about the prevalence of drink driving. And she gave us a really stark statistic, considering how bad we have had our road safety statistics this year in terms of fatalities. 11% of all fatal car crashes involving alcohol occur the morning after the night before. So I am joined now in studio by Sheena Mitchell, pharmacist and host of the Wondercare podcast. Because what we're going to do this morning on the show, Sheena, is you're going to breathalyze me. And the reason you're going to breathalyze me is I was out last night, and I'm nothing if not thorough in terms of my research, Shane, for yeah. for the show. But I went out last night. I went out for a family dinner and I was drinking. I'll tell you how much I had to drink and all of that. But we're going to breathalyze me this morning. I came to work, by the way, in a taxi. So whether I'm over the limit or not over the limit, I didn't drive a car this morning deliberately to see what this is, because I think most people haven't a clue the next morning whether they're still over the limit or not. So I'm going to take this, Sheena. Perfect. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're very welcome. I'm going to take this AlcoSense Light number 2, and it's going to count down for 40 seconds and yeah. then I'm going to blow into it. Are these accurate?
Yes. So these are accurate to 0.2 milligrams of alcohol per blood. So what's really important for people to realise is that no matter how much you eat or anything you do, you cannot dilute your blood. So your alcohol blood level is not going to be changed by lashing into pints of water. It will help your stomach feel better and get rid of the gastro side effects, but it's not actually going to reduce the amount that you can clear on hour.
So if you're over the limit, you're over the limit. Yeah.
Time is the only healer, basically, for resolving any kind of high alcohol levels. So that's something really important to be conscious of.
I'm on zero here and it's saying blow. So I'm going to blow into this for about 6 to 7 seconds.
Exactly.
While Ciara is blowing, Sheena, just remind us of the rules for what is the limit for drink driving?
So the limit for drink driving is a blood alcohol level of 0.5. And if you are a new driver or a professional driver, then it's 0.2. So we can see here that Ciara is reading at low, which means there is negligible or less than, only trace elements or less than 0.2 blood alcohol.
So I didn't drive and because we knew we were doing this, but I am safe to drive. Because I'm going to tell you what I had to drink last night. I went to a restaurant with my family, my lovely cousin Anya and my niece Sophie and my daughter Ella. And we had a lovely time because my niece is going to Australia on the 7th of August. And we drank 2 bottles of wine between 4 of us. So I had about a half a bottle of wine. Yeah. I had a baby Guinness at the end of dinner. And then there was 78 minutes to my dart home, because darts to Greystones are crap of a Sunday. And I had a gin and tonic in the local while I was waiting to get the dart. So I think that put me at about 5.5 units of alcohol, because I think 3.5 units, half a bottle of wine. And I stopped drinking, it must be 12 hours ago. So that's kept me on the straight and narrow.
Yeah, and I think what's really important for people to realise is that it takes about an hour to clear a unit of alcohol. Your liver is doing 90% of that work. So your liver, no matter what you do, is not going to be able to be more efficient. And it's also worth noting that some people have more efficient liver enzymes than others. It can be affected by, say, other medication you're taking, liver disease, or simply gender or genetics.
Yeah. So Shane, with respect, because you're bigger than me, you're taller and all, and more muscular.
I don't know about the muscular bit, but anyway, yeah, I'm definitely bigger.
Anyway, the muscly Shane Cole, he would. Like, I would be more affected by alcohol, wouldn't I, than he would be if we drank the same amount.
And what's really interesting about that is it's actually more to do with how quick. So basically, when you drink alcohol, this is really not too sciencey now, but it is changed from alcohol into, I suppose, a chemical called acetaldehyde, and then into water and ketones that you can excrete. The longer that chemical stays in that middle metabolite, acetaldehyde, That is the one that makes you feel drunk. So you'll get the drowsiness, the dizziness, the slow response times, okay. Confusion. Women tend to stay longer in that phase.
Okay.
Whereas men will convert it more quickly from that.
So it has a bigger impact on us.
It does.
Okay.
And actually, one of the biggest things are genetics. And this is why people, you know, a lot of science is starting to speak about looking at your genetic predisposition to alcohol, you know, damage. And obviously, because it can have a lot of effects.
So if this had read this morning, and you're saying this is quite accurate.
Yes, it is.
And this particular one has about 300 uses in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not like a single use disposable thing.
Exactly that, yeah. So you can use that 300 times. Once a year, you need to calibrate it. But other than that, it's good. Like I set that one up last night and it's so simple to set up. It's literally a case of putting in the batteries and turning it on.
Okay.
It'll clean itself and everything.
But if that had said 0.5, I shouldn't have been driving my car this morning. Or if that had said 0.2 and I was on my provisional license, I shouldn't have been driving my car.
Yeah, or if you work driving a car.
Because I do think that people do go to weddings or they do go away or they have a work night out and they have to drive in the morning or they're supposed to drive in the morning and they get up and they maybe can feel the effect of alcohol, but they're just not sure in the way that, like, you know, if you've been out and you've had six pints, you know not to drive then.
Yeah.
But the next morning, people, they aren't always sure. So are these quite useful and popular?
They are. And I find that people think once they've slept, they're sober. But like they might have only slept for 3 hours or they might not. They might have been drinking all day. You know, it's the day after the All-Ireland tournament.
So you've had like 20 units
of
alcohol.
You've had loads of alcohol.
And the next thing you're getting up after 5 hours sleep and think, oh, I'm glad to drive, but you're totally not.
Exactly. And it's really important to, I suppose, check. Another thing, like obviously there is the test, right? And you can read your blood alcohol.
And I had no idea what this was going to say, by the way. And just being very honest with you, I can still kind of taste alcohol in my mouth. Now, I didn't drink. Yeah. It wasn't like a wild, you know, it was a few drinks. It wasn't crazy levels of drinking. But I can still kind of taste.
Yeah.
Shane is grinning at me. But you know what I mean? So I was a bit nervous.
The baby Guinness.
It was the baby Guinness that what did it.
What done this, yeah.
But I was kind of going, I didn't know what was going to come up on this. And I was kind of going, and that's why we got a taxi to work this morning. So there was absolutely no question that there could have been.
And you have to remember, like, the side effects of alcohol, obviously you've got, there's nearly two separate issues. You've got your blood alcohol level, and that's what impairs your cognition and your response time. So that's what makes it dangerous to drive. But obviously you've got the dehydration, the potentially kind of, you know, tiredness just from being out and about, and also the gastro side effects, where so you might feel a little bit nauseous the day after. But that, so you can kind of measure your, I suppose, symptoms of alcohol blood level.
Yeah.
If you are in any way feeling impaired.
If you have those other things.
Yeah.
Don't drive anyway.
Exactly. No matter what the test
says. But there is a bit of usefulness in this. I do quite like this idea. Look, thank you very much for coming into us, Sheena. That is Sheena Mitchell there, pharmacist and host of the Wondercare podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.